Oh, good morning to everybody. God bless you. Good to welcome you here. I hope and pray that you're blessed by coming out in God's house this morning. I hope and pray that. You know, I've listened to a lot of the testimonies. Well, you know how it is amazing how God works and how he, whenever he does something and just verifies other things. I'm a preacher of confirmation. You've probably heard me say that many times. And I love to hear whenever people testify and whenever people are talking into teaching. And it kind of goes along with what I'm going to talk about this morning, Lord willing. I want to preach to you a sermon this morning. God give it to me this way. Winning with the hand that you're dealt. Now, I want to say it again. I want you to understand, it's winning with the hand that you are dealt. Because not everybody's dealt the same hand in life. We all know that. We're not. It's just that simple. We're just not. If you would, turn to Psalms 139. And when you get there, I'm going to read one verse. It's the 14th verse, if you would mind standing for in honor of God's word this morning. Psalms 139, 14. I will praise thee. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Mark that in your Bibles if you do such a thing, because you need to remember that for yourself. Brothers and sisters, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You really are. I'm going to do something a little different this morning. Patty, would you lead us in prayer this morning, please, for the sermon?
Father in heaven, I'm truly thankful, Lord, to be in your house. God's people, Lord, I thank you for your word that we've just heard read to us, Lord. I thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to be here to praise your holy name, to lift you up, Lord. I ask now that you be with Dave, bless you, brings us the message into our hearts and our minds, Lord, to your word. May we apply it to our lives. We thank you, we praise you, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. Praise the Lord this morning. You know, when people are hurting, they need simple truth. They don't need simplistic truth. Am I right? They need the simple truth of God's word. It's not enough to tell someone who's hurting that Jesus is the answer. Now, we know Jesus is the answer, right? Amen. But it's not just enough for us to tell them that Jesus is the answer. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to show them that Jesus Christ is the answer, and why he is the answer. It's not enough just to tell them to read, just enough to tell them to pray, just enough to tell them to go to church. I'm here to tell you this morning, that's not enough sometimes. Amen? It's not. We must be able to show them why it's important that we pray, why it's important that we read God's word, and why it's important that we come to God's house. Do you agree with that this morning? We need to show them that why it's important. Can you make truly make a difference by sticking to these principles that I'm talking about? Amen. I'm going to be the first to tell you, you can make a difference, and you can show them how that reading your Bible, how that praying, and that how that going to church can make a difference in their lives as you show them how it makes a difference in your life. And we can do that. Amen. We can really do that. Titus 2:7 says this. In everything, show them an example. That's what it tells us in God's word. In everything. There's not one of us in here this morning that cannot show these examples to people if we just really stick to it. Show them that these principles work. Amen? Our scripture reading that I said here this morning tells us that there is nothing simple about any of us. Did you know that? There's nothing simple about it. Thank you. You know, thank you for making, you know, the Bible's saying, thank you for, this is how this is translated out. If you've got markings on the side of your Bible, mark this in there because this is what this means. We are so wonderfully complex is what that scripture means. Did you know that? We are wonderfully complex this morning as human beings. As what God has placed on this planet, we are wonderfully complex this morning. Thank you for making it. We are complex. We are multifaceted. There's not a one of us in here that's not that way. Everyone in here is unique. Everybody in here is unique. I don't have time to go around and talk about how unique everybody is, but everyone in here is unique in their own way. You're not easy to understand. I'm not easy to understand. I can guarantee you, just ask my wife. I'm not easy to understand, and neither are you easy to understand. You're not easy to explain, and neither am I easy to explain what I'm about either. Just look at our fingerprints. Jamie brought this up the other night. These fingerprints, everybody's fingerprints are totally different. They're just unique to you. You want to see how unique we are as human beings? Right, there's one little example of what it is. Just look at them. There are many factors. There are many forces that go into making Larry, Larry. Am I right? There's many things that go into making Greg, Greg. There's many things making Laura, Laura. There's many things to make us what we are, husbands. You husbands here this morning, I want you to look at your wives. I want you to tell them you are wonderfully complex. Amen? Tell them that. Now, wives, you look at your husbands and you tell them, you're amazingly simple. Oh, praise God this morning. We've got to laugh, do we not? You know, and I've often thought about this, and I'll get, you know, I'm getting into the point of the sermon here. Men have an off and on switch. Ladies, say amen.
Amen.
That's what we are. We got an off and on switch. Women are more gauges, more dials, more procedures. That's the way that they are wired. That's the way that they are. Men are not like that. No way, no way. Actually, the Bible, though, when I look at this, the Bible tells us that we are all complex. This is what I read to you this morning. Every one of us in here is complex. I don't know if you've ever looked at yourself in the mirror and didn't like what you saw. I don't know if you've ever done that. Remember this. Whenever you do that, you are God's masterpiece. He made you in His image. He created you in His image. Amen? He did that. And remember what God said after He created man on that sixth day? And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was what? It wasn't just good. It was very good. So the next time you want to look and you want to think that, you know what, that you're not just quite up to snuff with anything else, remember you are God's masterpiece. Remember that, because that is important to everybody in here sometimes. So if we are to reach our full potential, if we are to reach the world with what God has given us, we must figure out what makes us unique. We've got to figure that out in each and every one of our lives. We have to. And then with that uniqueness, we have to use it for God's glory. Because I'm here to tell you, like I told you earlier, not everyone is made the same. Not everyone can reach God the way that I can or that you can, because the uniqueness that God has put in you is what's going to reach somebody for Him if we're willing to stick to it. Amen? There are some things that you can't change about your life. I'm here to tell you, there are some things you can't. I'm not talking about sin in your life. We know that Jesus Christ came to take care of the sin in our lives. But there are other things in our lives that we cannot change. Jesus can take care of the sin, but there are other things that we cannot change. I'm talking about the talent that each and every one of us have been given. But the moment that we are born, God has given all of us talent. Remember the Bible, God said He knew you in the womb. He knew you before you was born. He knew how wonderful and how great you are before you was ever born. I'm talking about talents. Play the hand that you have been dealt is what I'm trying to say this morning. Play it to the glory and the honor and the glory of God, the best of your ability. Remember the parable of the talents. Remember them? We've talked about them here recently. Jesus tells us in that the master goes out and gives one person 10 talents. He gives another one 5, and he gives another one 1. Then he tells them, what does he tell them? He says, go and make the most of what I have given you. You know, I wonder about myself sometimes, and I don't put my fingers at nobody else in here when I'm saying this, but I wonder sometimes, am I making the most of what God has really given me? The talent that God has put upon me to use it for His glory, to use it for His honor, to use it for the upbuilding of His kingdom. And there are times I really have to question myself sometimes. And I say, Lord, am I really using everything that You have given me, the uniqueness that You have given me, to lift up Your kingdom and to use the talents that You have given. You see, we're not going to be responsible for talents that He has given Patty. I'm not going to be responsible for talents He's given my wife. He's given Julie. He's given anybody else in here. I am not responsible for those talents. I am responsible for what God has placed upon me. It does not do you any good to look around and say, well, if I only had it like Greg had it, if I only had it like Sue had it, then I would be better. No. When you stand, we've been talking about this. This has got me on this as well. We've been talking about, when we stand before a righteous God one day, He's not going to judge you on what Michelle did or what Sean's done. He's not going to judge any of you on that. He's going to judge for what He has given you and how you've taken care of that talent for the upbuilding of His kingdom and for His glory. Have you used it for His work? Have you used it for what He's wanted you? The point of the parable of the talent is we all don't get the same thing. We all don't get the same thing. None of us in here will ever get the same thing. We all don't have the same talent. We all don't have the same background. None of us do. None of us in here have the same backgrounds. We all don't have the same problems. Listen, your problems may seem like a lot, but if you compared them to somebody else, if they really told you their problems, I guarantee you'd want your back. Amen? Amen? I said this one time, I've said this in here on probably a few times, but I had a pity party when we took Brian up for his surgery because of what he was going through until I got up into that hospital and I seen what other people have been going through and their kids, and I thought, and this may sound bad, but I wanted my problems back. I told you there was a boy up there that had 6 open heart surgery and was facing 3 more. Because his heart was backwards when he was born. Okay, now, and I thought, Brian's had to go through a couple open hearts, but they could fix his. I don't know if this kid was going to make it. You see, we want other people's problems, we want other people's talents and other things, but you know what? Maybe yours ain't as bad as what you think they are. It's how we deal with all these differences and all these challenges. It's what we make of our life for the kingdom of God. It's what's going to matter in the end. That's what's going to matter. You play with the hand that you're dealt. I have never played poker in my life, never have. So I had to look this up because I wanted to figure this out. There's a game of poker called 5-card stud. And I don't know if any of you have ever played it before. I never have. But all I know is that they deal out 5 cards. And that's the 5 cards that you deal with. You don't get a pick from the deck. You don't get a pick somebody else's. It's those 5 cards right there is all that you are dealt. So you win, lose, or draw with those 5 cards. Brothers and sisters, we are dealt with some things in this life sometimes. As you know what? We're dealt with them. And brother, this is the hand we are dealt with. And we've got to learn, brother, that we can make this thing work through the glory and the praise of God if we want to. Listen, I read on this card game that even if you've got the worst hand in the world, you can still win. Amen? That's what they say. They say you can be dealt the worst hand in the world in this game, and everybody goes around and bid until somebody feels like they don't want to bid no more. And if you've got the worst hand, you win. I'm here to tell you, you may be dealt a bad hand in your eyes, but I'm here to tell you, you're still a winner if you got Jesus Christ in your life. The Hensons used to sing a song that went like this. It said, don't gamble on life because you're not going to win, because you can't win what death's going to deal. And at the end of it, it says this. It says, you know what? There's only 2 winning hands, and those hands were nailed to a tree one day. Amen? Amen. Praise God. There's only too many hands. I don't know. You are complex. You were made complex. But I'm here to tell you, I don't know about your complexities in your life, but I can tell you here this morning that with Jesus Christ on your side, you are a winner. You will make it through one day, and you can get to heaven one day. You can be something for Him on this earth. I don't care what you've been dealt. I don't care where to. You can't say, I want to play someone else's cards. That ain't the way it works. Deal with what you've got. You play with the hand you've been dealt. And that hand may be bad or good. You play it to the glory of God. There are some things you've been dealt in life that you don't choose them. You don't choose your parents. You don't choose who your parents are. You don't choose when you were born. You don't choose how you're born. You don't choose your race. You don't choose your talents. You don't choose the talents that you don't have. The only thing, brothers and sisters, listen to me. The only thing that we have that we can consistently consider is that Jesus Christ died on a cross for us one day, that God loves us enough to do that. That's what we can bet on in this life. The rest of it, whatever were the hands we're dealt, brother, we roll with it and we go and we use it for the glory of God. These are the hands we're dealt. Whether you like it or not, you got to play the hand you're dealt. Amen. Important thing to remember is the hand that you're dealt. You have to succeed for the glory of God. I know we use examples in here all the time. I mean, I do. I mean, I love talking about Jill and the hands that deal, that the hand that she's been dealt in this life. And you know what? There's been times I go to visit her, and I know she's uplifted me, and she has other people in here as well. And I know there's times she's down. I know that. But you know what? I've not heard her complain so much about the hands she's dealt. I mean, praise God, you know, I'm thankful for that. Because you know what? There's times I grumble about the little things in my life, Jill. I'll be quite honest with you. I grumble about a lot of things sometimes that I shouldn't grumble about, because God has truly blessed us. We're all flawed. We're all imperfect. I'm looking around here today, and this is not a slam at anybody, but I don't see one perfect person in here, and that's not a slam at anybody. I'm not slamming nobody. I'm just here to tell you this morning, the Bible says that we're not perfect. That's why I say that. Because of sin, nothing on this planet is perfect. Because of what sin has done, nothing on this planet, everything in this world is broken, including us. Amen? Including us. We're all broken. I remember Ryan Love used to talk about it all the time, about how he was broken. And he talked about his life. And you know what? It perfectly makes perfect sense, because we're all broken. The weather is broken. Tornadoes, the hurricanes, the floods, the earthquakes. God never intended this planet to be that way. Did you know that? He never intended this planet to be that way. But when sin came into this world, everything changed. Everything changed. It was broken by sin. God, the economic system in this world was never intended to be the way it is, but there are parts of it that are broken. It is broken. Greed and unsympathetic attitudes towards one another. It is a broken economic system in this world. Why? Because sin has come into the world and it is broken. Our bodies are broken. They are they not? You know what? They will break down at some point. I'm here to tell you that they will. They will break down. God never planned that. Remember, after sin came, God said that they weren't even going to toil. He said, now you will make your living by the sweat of your brow, and that there are going to be all kinds of things come up. You know, even when you grow gardens, we know that the weeds come up, right? There are things that are broken. God never planned it that way. And I'm here to tell you something. We have man and wife, two imperfect people, joined together, and they think they're going to make a perfect relationship. You hear what I'm saying? That's not always the case. That's not the way it works. When you got two imperfect people getting together, that's not the way that it works. Then what I'm trying to tell you is, we all are complex individuals. And in enduring this complexity, there are times that whenever we see these things and things come upon our lives, we think that things should be perfect. And they're not. And they're not. We've been married over 40 years, going on 41 years. And she can tell you, it's not always been perfect. It's not always been, it hasn't. And I'm here to tell you, it's not always perfect. Not whatsoever. So don't think that. We live in a world sometimes where we say, well, you know, if it was just like this, nothing on this earth will ever be perfect. And if you're expecting that, if you are expecting that, you're expecting heaven on earth. And heaven's not on earth. It's not. And it will not be. You know, I folks, if you got that as your goal, you're going to be sorely disappointed. If that's what you're expecting for heaven to be on earth right now, because it is not. Nothing works correctly 100% of the time right now on this earth. Nothing does. Everything in heaven works 100% correctly. Everything does. Everything, Revelations 21 is some of my favorite scripture. And it says there's going to be no more death. It says there's going to be no more crying. There's going to be no more pain. One of these days, it will be perfect down here. It will be, but it is now. No more suffering, no more conflict. This is not heaven right here, and it never will be until Jesus comes to straighten things out someday. What we need to do is remember, we need to keep on serving God no matter what complexities are in our life, no matter what hand we're dealt. But we need to strive to be as good as we can be. The Bible says, listen to me, for us to serve God and to strive to be the best that we can be. That's what the Bible says. I understand that. But in that striving, remember this, we are not perfect. We are not. Man, I'll tell you what, I'm a hard preacher sometimes, and you know I am. I really am. I do preach hard sometimes. I really do. But I understand that in my preaching heart, I understand that we are human beings. And there are times that we will fail. There are times that we will fall on our faces. There are times when we will just fail miserably. But you know what I also want to make sure that you understand is that we still serve a forgiving God. He's wanting us to get right with Him. If you're not right here, He's wanting you, though, if you fail Him, to get it right with Him. Because He's that kind of a God. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10 tells us this. And He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Isn't that amazing? For all the weaknesses that I have, for all the complexity that I am, for all that I am sometimes, He says, God's saying, my strength is made in your weakness. Isn't that great? Isn't that amazing? He goes on to say, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For I am weak, then am I strong. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. When Jesus is in our lives, we can take the hand that we've been dealt and we can make it a winner. Can we not? I believe we can. Romans 8, 35 through 37 tells us that we can. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distresses or persecution or famines or nakedness or perils or sword? As it is written, for my sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Isn't that awesome? No matter the hand you've been dealt, we can be winners through Him, because of Him. Don't gamble on life. Don't do that. Don't gamble on life because it is going to let you down. The Bible tells us that one day you will give an account to God. We've talked about that here recently. And we'll play the hand we are dealt. If we don't play it right, we're going to be given account for that as well. 2 Corinthians 5:10, we've talked about this a lot here lately. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to what he has done, whether it be what? Say it with me. Be good or bad. He's talking to Christians here. Do you know that? This isn't sinners here. He's talking to Christians. Good or bad? Why? Why is he saying that for? Because we are complex. We are the ones that live in this imperfect world, and there are times we are imperfect. And God's going to say, why didn't you play? God's not going to look at you. He's not going to say, why didn't you play the hand that Brother Ron had? He's not going to say that. He's going to say, Dave, I've given you the hand that you've been dealt with. Why didn't you play it right? He's not going to worry about Brother Ron. He's going to worry about Brother Dave. We all stand before the judgment seat of Christ one day and give an account for the deeds that we have done. Not what mommy's done. Not what daddy's done. Not what grandma's done. Not what grandpa's done. It's what you have done. God expects you to play the hand that you were dealt with. That's what he expects. And you and I will give an account for it one day. Luke 12:48. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him shall they ask the more. Folks, as Christians, we've been given a lot. We've been given a lot. And one day, folks, we are going to stand account for what God has given each and every one of us. The good news is, no matter what hand you've been dealt in this life, you can still win, though. You can make it a winning hand. 2 Corinthians 2:14 tells us this. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. There's how we triumph. Amen? Folks, we can win. Even with a bad hand that you were dealt, you can still be a winner. You can do it. All you got to be is a willing vessel. That's what you have to be. Are you willing here this morning? Are you willing to go and to serve Him and take whatever hand that you have been dealt and use it for His glory? Because if you are, I'll tell you what, we can be winners.
Amen.
We can be winners. I am thankful for that scripture. We are wonderfully complex. We are. Who one of us is? I'm here to tell you this morning, we are complex individuals. But don't let that complexity lead you to sin. Don't let it do it. God can use that complexity to help others be born into the kingdom of God. There are people that are really, really, really hyper. They're really talkative, right? Really talkative. You know what? God has made them that way for a reason. But they need to use it for God's glory and His honor. Right? Praise God this morning. We are complex, but God can use it. Say, give them, get a song this morning.